Praise the Lord. We're going to differ a little bit tonight from our system of study. We're studying the book of Revelation. And as usual, I have not been able to hold to what I told you. We would take a chapter each week. Well, it didn't work out that way. But we'll get back to it next Wednesday night, the Lord tarry, the Lord willing. I want to deal with something tonight that we think is very important. But first, I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning with the 37th verse down through the 40th verse, the closing verses of the great 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, which Paul gives us teaching not found anywhere else in the Word of God relative to the three vocal gifts of the Spirit: tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. He said, "If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord." Now, let me read that again. "If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord." Now, what had happened here? There were some in the church at Corinth who were not wanting to do what the apostle had said previously, had given to them previously. So he's telling them now that the information given regarding what he has given in this 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians is from the Lord. It's the commandments of the Lord. "But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant." In other words, he doesn't have to be. He can be knowledgeable about these things. "Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order." Heavenly Father, we would ask in the name of Jesus that you would help us tonight to rightly divide the word of truth. Help us to give to these people this which we believe you have given unto us for the edification of the body, that the body of Christ may be edified as the name of Jesus is glorified. And we'll ask it for your help tonight, and that the Spirit would make it real to the hearts and lives of the people, this which we will bring to these good people. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I think it is obvious in this church that we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. There are three of the gifts that say something, three of the gifts that do something, three of the gifts that reveal something. Paul is dealing primarily in this 14th chapter altogether, really, with the three gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. And of course, these are very, very important gifts. Now, why did the Holy Spirit signal out these three particular gifts for all of this information? We don't find information given like this on the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the gift of faith, discerning of spirits, etc. We don't find really hardly any information on those subjects, but we find a tremendously long chapter given in this great book of 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, on tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Now, if the Holy Spirit thought it significant enough, important enough, to delegate this much space and time to this subject, well, then there was a reason for it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Let's say it again. If the Holy Spirit, and He definitely did, knew that this was important enough to delegate this much time and space to these three vocal gifts, He did it for a purpose and a reason. The main reason He did it was because that these three gifts are more easily abused than any of the other gifts. Now think about that just a moment. These three gifts can be a great blessing and are intended, of course, to be a great blessing to the church, to God's people. Only the Lord knows the times that in this church and in our Saturday prayer meetings and whatever the case, that the Lord has moved as it regards tongues and interpretation or prophecy. And it has blessed me immeasurably, encouraged me immeasurably. I think and feel one of the greatest moves of God that the Holy Spirit has ever done or accomplished, which has, I believe, begun. It's been heralded in a number of times with tongues and interpretation or prophecy in the last few months or the last couple of years, and I thank God for that. I want it to continue because it's very, very important. But the Holy Spirit delegated all of this time to tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy because it can be abused. You follow what I'm saying? It can be abused. Now, let me give you a couple of illustrations before we get into the quote-unquote nitty-gritty of this. Traveling all over the nation, all over the world, but we were in churches, Francis and I, for, 25 years, I guess, or more. All over this nation, other parts of the world. I have seen the Lord use particular people in these gifts, which were magnificent and glorious and was a tremendous blessing. And I want to talk to you about that before we conclude this short teaching session tonight. And I've seen it at times abused to where it hindered and hurt the operation of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is in charge of these services, at least if we will allow Him to be. And God knows, I say on my face constantly, that the Holy Spirit be given preeminence in the services to do what He wants done, to anoint us to preach, to anoint us to worship. What you felt a few minutes ago, as Randy was singing and we joined in with him and the presence of God filled this place. That's the Holy Spirit. And we want that. We hunger for that. That's what it's all about. Without it, you don't have anything. And I remember preaching a meeting in one particular church in Arkansas. We had just gone on radio. I said just gone on. I guess maybe I'd been on radio maybe 6 months or a year. And the Lord had given us a tremendous audience. I suppose the largest audience on daily radio, daily gospel radio at that time. And in this particular church, it was a Friday night, if I remember correctly. It wasn't a huge place. I don't know. It would seat maybe 800 or 1,000 people, something like that. If that. And it was jammed to the walls. And that night the Lord really anointed me to preach. And if I remember correctly, and I'm almost positive I'm right on this, I preached on the subject, the ring of fire. And when I started to give the altar call, a lot of people were there who were unsaved. And the Spirit of God with great conviction began to move over the audience. People began to come, tears flowing down their faces, sobbing, crying before God. And then all of a sudden, a woman began to speak with other tongues very loud. And it was not of the Lord. It was not of the Spirit. Now, how do you know it wasn't? Because the Holy Spirit does not contradict Himself. Do you follow what I'm talking about? What do you mean contradict Himself? He was anointing the service to give an altar call. He was anointing me to give that altar call. He was anointing people and convicting people to bring them to Christ. And the Spirit of God was moving, and whenever she did this, it stopped everything. And you could just feel like a hush that came over the place, that you could tell, if you had any spirituality about you, that this was wrong. It wasn't right. Now, what was happening here? I didn't know who the dear lady was. After service, she came running up to me. She was angry, and because I tried to politely to tell her to wait a little later to give the utterance. She was angry. And you had no business. I said, oh, yes, ma'am, I did too. And I said, you were out of order. She said, and this was the giveaway, well, I couldn't help myself. Are you listening to me? Paul said the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. And whenever a Christian says, I can't help it, I've got to do it, that means it's not the Lord. And now, what was taking place here in this? I didn't know the lady, never seen her in my life. But there is a good possibility that she really did have the gift of tongues to be used in a public service to be a blessing to people. It's quite possible that that was correct. I don't know, but it's possible. And probably was. But little by little, she had allowed self to get into the picture, to where she was wanting to be spotlighted. And the Holy Spirit pushes back, is pushed back. And more than likely, that's what happened in that life, which I want to say a little more about just in a few moments more. We were in Kansas City, in the Coliseum, not a church, but the Coliseum. I don't know, maybe 10, 15,000 people there that night. And it's difficult. It's not impossible at all, but it's difficult for an utterance in tongues or a prophecy to be given in a setting like that with a building that's five times the size. Most of the people couldn't hear it. You follow what I'm saying? Because you've got thousands of people there. But anyway, sometimes the Lord can do things that He wants to do, but there was an utterance in tongues. And I don't know who gave it. I have no idea. Thousands of people present. But the person was way at the back. I couldn't tell where it came from. But remarkably enough, normally in a situation like that, with that many people, that big a building, you wouldn't have been able to have heard it. But even though on the platform, I could hear it distinctly. And the person gave the utterance in tongues, and I knew it was the Lord. I knew it was the Lord. And then somebody interpreted it. And I knew that was not the Lord. The interpretation wasn't right. Well, how do you know? It's just that you know. You can feel it. It just wasn't right. It was of the flesh. I don't know who it was, but it wasn't right. Now let's say a word about that for a moment. That doesn't mean that man that gave that interpretation, whomever he may have been, it doesn't mean he was evil or wicked. Understand that. He may have loved God very much, but was not, I don't know, but possibly so, but was not as in tune with the Holy Spirit as he should have been. And he allowed the flesh to overcome. Listen to me. There are those of you in this place who the Lord has definitely given a gift of tongues to be used in a public service to bless the people. There are others of you that he's given the gift of interpretation. There are others of you he's given the gift of prophecy. We want those gifts. We want them used for the glory of God. But we want to make sure it's of God. And to those who have these gifts, and I thank God for it, but you should seek the Lord constantly that the flesh not intrude into what God wants to do with you. Are you following what I'm saying? You see, you can't get up here and draw boundaries. Paul didn't draw boundaries in this 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians and say right here and not there. Because so much of this depends upon the individual. And remember this. And whenever we say almost, and I'll explain that, the Lord almost never uses somebody in every service. Do you follow that? Now, I didn't say he never does it. There may be a time that maybe two or three services in a row, the Lord might use somebody, the same person. But that is not ordinary. And we've got people who really have the gift but have never really sought the Lord earnestly about it, never asked the Holy Spirit to help them. And they think every time they feel the Spirit, they've got to give an utterance. That's not correct. That's not right. That's what they were doing at Corinth. All of them were speaking in tongues. All of them were doing this and that and the other to where it was, the order was lacking. And if the Lord has blessed you with one of these gifts, you should be thankful for it. But you should seek the face of the Lord earnestly. And say, Lord, help me not to get in the flesh. Help me to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And if there is a time that you feel like the Lord wants to use you, wait on it. Don't just blurt out. Try the spirits. And let the Lord deal with you. And if you'll be humble before Him, and you will ask for His leading and guidance, that self, and self is the problem. So oftentimes we want to be forward and to have people to notice us. I don't know of anybody here, but it's got to be said, so I'm saying it. We want to be noticed as to how spiritual we are. I'm going to use some bad grammar now. Well, that ain't the way to do it. Remember this. You're dealing with eternal consequences here. I mean, you're dealing with that which is extremely important. People all over the world. And I mean, we're adding cables almost every day. And all over the world, if the Lord keeps leading as I think He's leading, there will be people translating into Portuguese very shortly. Translating into Russian very shortly. Translating into Chinese very shortly. I don't think you heard me. And what goes out from this church, we want it to be of the Lord. We don't want things done that people send emails in and say, what in the round world was that? Because somebody got out of order and somebody did not conduct themselves. Let me go through that again because it's very important. Very important. If you feel that God has given you one of the gifts, it is a very holy thing. It is to be handled, proverbially speaking, with kid gloves. You are to function in it with fear and trembling. And seek the Lord that He will use you, and that what He wants said and done can be done without the flesh getting into it. I don't know if I should say this or not, but I will say it and pray that you'll understand it. Too many utterances and too many messages, and I listen to a lot of them, and I don't think it's of the Lord. And they'll just merely say, God loves you. Well, I already know that. And y'all following me? It really has not lifted me up or strengthened me. Whenever these gifts are in operation, they will comfort. They will edify. For edification, for comfort. That's what they are meant to do. And whenever, and be careful, whenever the Spirit of God is moving, as I mentioned a while ago, the Lord will almost never interrupt a message when the preacher's preaching with an utterance in tongues. Almost never. But sometimes He will. I've had it at not often, but at times down through the years, to be preaching and the Spirit of God moving, and right in the midst there would be an utterance in tongues and interpretation. And it would be a tremendous blessing to the people, but that's been rare. Because, as I mentioned, the Holy Spirit really does not contradict Himself. And when it's the Spirit, it won't be a contradiction. All right, in this service that night, Kansas City, Missouri, I think it was, this brother gave this utterance in tongues, and despite the fact that it was 10 to 15,000 people there, I could hear it on the platform very clearly. And I'm sure that most everyone there heard it. A brother gave the interpretation, and I knew, and it was obvious, it was not of the Lord. Well, what did you do? Did you stop him, set him down? No. You have to be very careful, because you don't want to discourage people. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes people get in the flesh and they don't really mean to do it. And you don't want to hurt them. You can hurt people to where that they'll back off and won't allow the Lord to use them at all. You don't want to do that. You want to be very careful. And yes, I could have told him to stop, but that would not have been the right thing. He went ahead and quit. And about 10 seconds after he quit, somebody else gave an interpretation totally different. And I knew it was right. I knew it was right. Now, here's the remarkable thing about it. After the service, we had a great service that night. After the service, a brother walked up on the platform, introduced himself to me. And you could tell from his name that he was not American. He was an American, was American now by citizenship, but he was born and raised in Hungary, the beautiful country of Hungary. And he went on to tell me that the language they spoke, they had the common language among the people. Then they have the language spoken by, how can I say it? Some of the, well, it was a language not used very much anymore. Had been used in years past, but occasionally it would be used in some legal circles or whatever the case. He said, Brother Swigert, he said, that first message, that I mean, the first interpretation was not of the Lord. He said, I'm sure you know that. I said, oh, yes, I do. But I wondered, I was glad he knew, but how did he know? Buddy, he knew, and I'll tell you how. He said, when that man started speaking in tongues, it was the tongue that I learned at my mother's knee in the country of Hungary. I knew everything he said. I hadn't heard it in years, but I heard, and I, when he was giving that utterance in tongues, he didn't have any idea what language he was speaking in, but I knew it. Now that's great. That's glorious. That's wonderful. And he said, when the first man stood and interpreted it, it was not right. Because I knew what was said. And it wasn't right. But when the second man stood and gave the interpretation, he said, it's one word I would have changed. Hallelujah. He had it right on it as the Spirit of God moved and touched the hearts and lives of those thousands of people. Now, the things that I've said, I want you to understand it. I'll say it again very briefly. This is something we want. We want the moving, the operation of the Holy Spirit. We want you to be used of God. And if you feel like in your heart the Lord wants to use you in these capacities, seek His face about it incessantly. Make certain that it's the Lord speaking to your heart and it's not just wishful thinking. Seek His face about it. And if you are already used, let me say this. There are many who give interpretations that really are of the Lord, but they are not as anointed as they ought to be. Does that make any sense to you? And there are others that will give the interpretation and it's far more anointed. And sometimes when the anointing is not there as it ought to, now this can happen, it happens often. The person will speak for 20 seconds and whatever they're saying, it's not the Holy Spirit. Just out of their mind, and then they'll come into the Spirit and start to say that which is of the Lord. And it's because that person is not in tune with the Lord as they ought to be. And they're not as pliable in the hands of the Holy Spirit as they ought to be. God moves. He speaks. He wants to speak more even than he has and is now. But he wants a vessel that is humble before him, that is broken before him. You know, there have been one or two in this church that I've had to go to and say, what you're doing is not right. And I'm thinking of one right now. The dear lady took it like a Christian and said, Brother Swigert, you're right. And I acquiesce to what you're saying, and I appreciate your relating to me that which you have. Her spirit was right. You follow me? And then, I don't recall in this church, but at times I have said something to somebody, and you have to duck. You don't have to. It doesn't take discerning of spirits to know they're not of God. It's pretty obvious they're not. Let's close with this. These things are of God. They are to be treated with great dignity. They are not to be treated loosely. We are to understand how significant they are. And whenever the Lord really moves upon a heart and a life, whether it's tongues and interpretation or prophecy or both, whatever the case, as He wants to, it will bless somebody in that congregation. And with you going out all over the world, it can be a great blessing. But make sure that you're in tune with the Lord and that it's the Spirit of God that's moving through you and not self. Okay? You still love me? Okay. All right. Praise God. Could you stand, please? Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these words that Paul gave us so long, long ago. Praise God. When the Holy Spirit closed out that great dissertation by saying, "Let everything be done decently and in order." And Lord, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that your Spirit would have greater latitude, not less, but greater latitude. I'm asking, Lord, that everyone who feels that you are using him or her in these gifts, that they would realize how utterly important they are, and that they must seek the face of the Lord incessantly, that the anointing of the Spirit would be upon them. And what they would say and do would be of the Lord and would edify and comfort and bless the people. And we'll ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. As Brother Smith said, Friday will be once again offering the Expositor Study Bible. And I'm thankful for the thousands of people who are ordering this Bible. And I thank God for the emails and letters and testimonials that we're getting from people telling us that how much it's a blessing to them. Do you realize that we're sending out over 1,000 Expositor's New Testaments a month to inmates in penal institutions? And these are not just given out indiscriminately. That inmate, man or woman, has to write us and ask, "Would you please send me a copy?" And there have been times I didn't know what we would do because we didn't have any money to pay for it and have to print more. But we've never turned down one yet. Praise God. Not one yet. One lady wrote me the other day. She said, "Brother Swaggart," she said, "there was a young man raised in our town." She said, "He was as mean as a boy could be. Everybody knew he was going to wind up in the penitentiary, and he did." She said, "I sent him an Expositor's New Testament." And you know, hallelujah. He started reading it, gave his heart to Christ. And she said, "Now he's leading a Bible study in prison." Hallelujah. I want you to just take the hand. You don't have to come up to the front. Take the hand of the neighbor beside you. And let's believe that this day after tomorrow, Friday, that God will move on hearts all over this nation. And that thousands and thousands of these Bibles, we lower the price. We don't make hardly anything on them. But we want to get them into the hands of the people. And I know that you know what I'm saying. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for your grace. Lord, I'm asking that Friday, when we go before the people, offering the expository study Bible, which we believe you have given unto us, and you've given it unto us as a tool to help more people understand the Word of God a little better. And I'm asking for the moving and operation of your Spirit that, Lord, I'm asking for 5,000 Bibles to be ordered. Praise God. And we ask it that each one would bring forth fruit that would be unending. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.